Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that the country's defense capability is not negotiable.
باز همه اعلام میکنیم که امکان دفاعی و قدرت دفاعی کشور قابل مذاکره و چکوچانه نیست. بیان چکوچانه کنن که چرا شما فلان ابزار دفاعی رو دارید، چرا فلان جورش رو دارید، چرا تولید میکنید، چرا تحقیق میکنید درباره اون چیزهایی که اقتدار ملی را افزایش میدهد یا تأمین میکند یا پشتیبانی میکند. با دشمن هیچ چکوچانه ای، هیچ معامله ای نداریم. ما راه اقتدار کشور رو پیش میریم.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the announcement at a commencement ceremony for army cadets. He said that Iran's enemies regard the elements of the Islamic Republic's national might as a hurdle and hence try to counter them. The leader noted that the adversaries are opposed to Iran's growing power in the region. However, he stressed that Tehran must insist on its constituents of power despite the enmity. Well, we're going to talk to Kevin Barrett right now, author and Middle East expert who joins us from Madison regarding Iran's leader's statements. Kevin Barrett, Iran's leader has come out again, and he even made it made that announcement in a statement that, again, we are announcing that our defense capabilities is not up for negotiations, no matter which way and how they want to go about it. I'm guessing, obviously, he's referring to the U.S. Do you think that the U.S. is going to still push forward? Because we know that, obviously, this Congress is supposed to, think about a way to introduce new measures in this JCPOA, which it is said that perhaps Iran's defensive missile capabilities is going to be part of that.
Yes. Well, Iran lives in a tough neighborhood, especially because the U.S. has been exporting all kinds of attempts at terrorism, regime change, destabilizing neighboring countries, and enabling aggression against countries like Iran that try to be independent. So Iran does need a robust defensive capacity. And people in Iran understand this all too well due to the 1980s imposed war with Iraq, which was actually a war by the U.S. and the West using Saddam Hussein, arming him with chemical weapons and sending him against Iran to try to strangle the Islamic Revolution baby in its cradle. And that didn't work. So Iran understands it needs to defend itself. And today, here in the United States, we have an out-of-control president trying to back out of the solemn deal that America made with Iran regarding nuclear weapons. And Trump and some of the Republicans in Congress seem to imagine, or at least pretend, that they think that they could somehow strong-arm Iran into giving up its missiles. Now, these missiles are rockets. These are rockets that Iran uses to put satellites in space, despite the boycotts and sanctions and the aggression of the other big powers in the world led by the U.S., Iran has been able to develop this. And these rockets do not threaten the United States in any way, shape, or form. The only problem that they could conceivably pose would be if Israel decides to attack Iran, then Iranian rockets would rain down in Israel. So they're a deterrent to Israeli aggression. And that's what the Republicans don't want, because they're in the pockets of the Israeli lobby led by the madman Netanyahu. So that's what this is about. U.S. policy, once again, is being hijacked by Zionism.
Thank you for that. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert there.